The Traveler's Journal, March 3rd, with a look at making houses from hay bales. There's no way to know, of course, but the domicile of the first little pig would probably have fared much better against the big bad wolf's breathy blasts had he attended one of the week-long workshops run by Bill and Athena Steen. Champions of a revolution in home construction known as the Straw Bale Revival, the Steens run the Canelo Project on 40 acres of high desert south of Tucson, Arizona, working with bales of straw and buckets of cob, a loose mixture of clay and straw. Workshop participants have constructed numerous and imaginative structures around the grounds. Dozens of canola-designed straw homes have been built as far away as Nova Scotia and the Australian outback. The basic building technique is simple: stacking bales of straw to form walls, which are fastened together with cord and bamboo and then plastered with cob. But with Sheen's innovative architecture and design, sophisticated, durable structures become possible. A tour of local neighborhoods reveals a range of straw-built homes, from elegant multi-story mansions to simple, commercially built residences. But for the depth of their window sills, these houses are indistinguishable from their more traditionally constructed neighbors. Building with straw and clay is a statement against modern construction paradigms and non-recyclable materials. It's also a surprisingly satisfying communal activity. And rather than a fairy tale, it can make for affordable, ecological, wolf-proof accommodations. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.